So there's a famous question about Hanukkah. Why is Hanukkah 8 nights when the miracle was only for 7 nights? The first night there was enough oil to burn for 1 night, and therefore that first night shouldn't be a miracle. There should be 7 nights of miracles, not 8 nights. And there are many answers that are given to this question. I just want to share with you how the Chaya Adam approaches this question. And he approaches it in a very interesting way. The way the Chaya Adam approaches it is, he starts off saying that we know that Hanukkah is called Hanukkah because the word Hanukkah is, or the name Hanukkah is a contraction of two words. Chanu, they rested Chafei on the 25th, which means on the 25th of Kislev, that was the day that they were able to come to rest from their enemies. Now we know that there is another holiday that is set on the day that they rested from their enemies. And which holiday is that? Purim. If you look at the Megillah says that Purim is on the 14th of Adar because of the fact that that was the day that they rested from their enemies. That was the day that they concluded their war. Therefore, says the Chaya Adam, you see already from Purim that the same way Purim was designated as a holiday because it was a day that they ended having to wage war, Hanukkah, the 25th of Kislev, should have been designated as a holiday because it too was the day that they ended having to wage war. So even if there wouldn't have been a miracle of the menorah on that day, on the 25th day, that day still should have been designated as a holiday because of the fact that it was the day that they didn't have to wage war anymore, that they finished waging war, at least the war that liberated Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, just like Purim is on the day that the war ended. He also says that on the 25th of Kislev, they also found the flask of oil. And therefore, being that the 25th of Kislev has a reason to be designated as a holiday, and also that was the day that the flask of oil was found, they extended the commemoration of the miracle of the oil into the first night also. So although, essentially, it shouldn't have been on the first night because there was no miracle on the first night, they extended that miracle into the day that anyway should have been a holiday. Either because of the fact that it was the day that they rested from their enemies, which is the day itself that should be set as a holiday, and also they found a flask of oil there. So that's how he approaches the answer. He approaches the answer by saying that you're right, that the miracle of didn't happen on the first night, and therefore from that angle, the 25th of Kislev shouldn't have been a holiday. But it should be a holiday because it's the day they were victorious in war. And it was also the day that they found the oil. So therefore, it makes sense for us to extend the commemoration of the miracle of the oil into the 25th also. Because, again, it's anyway should be part of the Hanukkah holiday. And they also found the flask of oil on that day. Another answer that is given is the fact that we know that we have a prohibition to make any of the vessels of the Beis Hamikdash. We're not allowed to replicate them. That's a prohibition of the Torah. Lo sasin iti. We're not allowed to replicate the vessels in the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is, we shouldn't have 8 days, we should have 7 days. That's the question. But if we have 7 days, then how many candles is the menorah going to have? Seven. If it has seven, then it's exactly like the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, which you're not allowed to replicate. So therefore, they couldn't do seven. Now, I believe there are ways of getting around that. There are ways of being able to get around your seven candle menorah, but we can understand that being that there is a problem with seven candle menorah, they didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine, they didn't want to do seven, but is there any kind of sense to the number eight? You made it eight, so you just made it because you couldn't do seven. All right, so the answer I think to that is going to be that the number eight works because you'll say, like the Chayadim, they found the flask that day. It anyway was the day to go ahead. It was anyway a day they should be celebrating because of the victory of the war. But the point is that the answer to the question of why not seven, according to this answer, it's given by the Sholem Eshiv, is because you couldn't do seven, or they didn't want to do seven. And therefore, once they're going to do seven, they did eight. Why eight? So you can fill in a reason why it would make sense to have it on day eight. But essentially, it wasn't seven days because of the fact that the menorah would be of seven, and that would be replicating the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, on Hanukkah, we have a mitzvah of saying hallel. Do women have an obligation on Hanukkah to say hallel? And the answer is that our practice is that women are not obligated in halal. The same women aren't obligated halal on Yontif, they're not obligated on Hanukkah. But what's interesting is, but the question is that we know that the women do have a mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Why? Because of the idea, the concept of Afheina Yuba'isa Hanes. They also were involved in the miracle. The miracle of Hanukkah was a miracle for the women just as much as the men, if not even more so for the women, because of what was going on with them. So they are obligated to light the menorah because Afheina Yuba'isa Hanes, the miracle occurred for them also. We know that Halal on the night of Pesach, women are obligated to say Halal on the night of Pesach at the Seder because of this very same concept. They were involved in this miracle. The miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim was a miracle for the women as much as it was for the men. That's why they have an obligation of Halal on the night of Pesach. So the question is, why don't they therefore, for the same reason, have an obligation of Halal on Hanukkah? The same way, the same reasoning that obligates them to say Halal on the night of the Seder, which is the reason that obligates them to light the menorah of Afheinu Yahayu Ba'isa Neis, they were also in the miracle. That should be the reason now they should be saying Halal, just like on the night of Pesach. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach answered in the following way. He answered that we know that women are not obligated on Halal on Yontif, right? On the night of Pesach, they're obligated on Halal at the Seder. The next morning, Halal of Yontif, they're not obligated. Why? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a positive commandment that's time bound, which women are exempt. Now, what's the difference between the halal of the night of the Seder and the halal of Pesach morning? What's the difference between the two? The answer is because halal on Pesach morning is not a halal about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not a halal over leaving Egypt. It's a halal about Yontif. Pesach is a Yontif. Yontif is a special day that we get together with Hashem, we get a special closeness with Hashem, and that's a day that we say Halal. On Yontif, on that day of closeness with Hashem, we say Halal, we give thanks and praise to Hashem. But it's a thanks and praise that we give to Hashem because it's Yontif. The Halal that we say on the night of Pesach is not about the Yontif of Pesach, it's a Halal for leaving Egypt. That's what we're saying Halal. We're supposed to see ourselves like we left Egypt, just like our ancestors, and we're saying Halal for that miracle of leaving Egypt. When we say Halal on Hanukkah, why are we saying Halal on Hanukkah? Are we saying it for the miracle of the oil, or for the miracle of the war, or because Hanukkah is a holiday? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, we're saying Halal on Hanukkah because Hanukkah is a holiday. Hanukkah is a holiday because of the miracles that occurred. But it was established as a day of praise. But the day of praise is not, but the idea of when we say the praise is not specifically we're praising Hashem with the specific miracles that happened to us on Hanukkah. The miracles that happened on Hanukkah made Hanukkah into a day of praise. And we say praise because it's a special day. It's a special time. It's a time of closeness to Hashem. It's a special time that we have with Hashem. And therefore we say Halal. But we're not saying Halal for the specific miracles. And therefore, if we're not saying halal for the specific miracles, but because of the day, well, then therefore it's like a halal on a yontif, and it's a time-bound mitzvah that women are going to be exempt from. Now, a few quick halachas about al hanisim, about recital of al hanisim that we say. We know that if we forget to say al hanisim, we don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. There is no obligation to recite al hanisim. It is unlike Mashiva Ruach, Mesein Talumatar, Yala V'Yavai. It's not the same obligation. Therefore, practically speaking, if a person were, let's say, to be at the end of Modim, and he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, he didn't say, Atov Shemachol Lachan Nered Lahodos, but he said the name of Hashem at the conclusion of the bracha, so what's the halacha there? Should he say, Lamdeni Chukecha? Should he turn the last part into a pasuk like we say by other cases, and then go back to say, Yalav Yavai? Or do we say, for Al HaNisim, you don't do that? And the answer is, for Al HaNisim, you don't do that. For Mashiva Ruach, you would do that. For Saint Talamutra, you would do that. If you caught yourself by Hashem's name before concluding the bracha, you say the words, Amen Chukecha, turn it into a verse, and then go back and do what you have to do. For Al HaNisim, which is not an obligation, is not the same kind, is not an obligation, you don't do that. The same thing. If let's say you were, we say by Yalav Yavai, even by Yalav Yavai, if let's say you were to finish Hamachas HaShechinasa Letzion before you started Modim, you could say Yalav Yavai at that point. Even if you finished, you could say Yalav Yavai at that point. Ala Nisim, you don't do that. If you finish the bracha, you don't interject Ala Nisim at that point. And the same thing applies by benching. If you already said Hashem's name, you finish up the bracha, and you don't say Ala Nisim anymore. However, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to benching, that if you forgot to say Ala Nisim, so by the harachamans that we add towards the ends of benching, there's a harachaman you can add about Chanukah. You say, harachaman yachsalot anisim k'moish shesisla v'aseni b'im mazman hazeh. The merciful one should do miracles for us as he did for our forefathers, and you say the rest of Ala Nisim. The same thing that the Ramah says you can do by benching, you can do by Shemayna Esrei. When you get to the end of Shemayna Esrei before Yule Ratzin, you can also say harach that harachaman and say Ala Nisim. So to some degree, you'll have a chance to say it. You're not obligated to do that, but you have some chance to say it. Now, again, if let's say you started Modim and you didn't say Hashem's name yet, and then you started Al Kulam, Yisparach, Yisremim, etc., but you didn't say Hashem's name yet, and then you really didn't say Ala Nisim, at that point you go back to Ala Nisim and then continue from there. The same thing goes for benching. If before you said Hashem's name of the end of the second bracha, you go back and say it and then continue from there. But once you read Hashem and said Hashem's name, you conclude the bracha and you don't add Ala Nisim. I'm very happy for Elohim Chanukah.